The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition, indeed, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope all of our fathers out there had a great Father's Day yesterday. Hope you had a great weekend, too, all of you. But it's time to get Monday underway. It is June the 18th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. I gotta warn you, okay? Today's news is very little, so it's going to be less than 5 minutes. I guarantee that today. Well, we know the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is on the way soon. And of course, until then, though, we've got rumors to deal with. The latest rumor is it's going to have one hell of a lot of storage on this device. Although, apparently, only in certain markets. Now, when I mean big storage, I mean big. Not 256, We're talking 512 gigabytes of storage. In fact, this is actually coming from some leaked brochures that have been making their way around Korea right now. Looks like we're going to be seeing a 64 gigabyte version. That is going to be the one that's on the low end. That's still quite a bit of storage, isn't it? A 256 and a 512. Plus, on top of that, you're also going to be getting that micro SD card slot, too. So if everything rings true, heck, you could be easily carrying around almost a terabyte of data in your pocket. With cell phones, let's kind of face it. When a new cell phone comes out, it pretty much looks like the rest of them, right? Even Apple's, and everybody's kind of copying the notch on the 10 now. So what more can we do with these things? Well, apparently Motorola's got an idea. Let's flex them. Yes, that's right. It seems Motorola's got a new patent on their hands by introducing flexible plastic. Now, the way this thing kind of looks, at least from the Motorola mock-up here, it's like a dual folding screen. Think of it like a big old pop-up book without the pop-ups. One side bends one way, the other side bends one way, so basically you got three screens you're looking at. However, though, with the patent, it also comes some challenges in what Motorola is calling the semi-permanent deformation. That doesn't sound good. What is the semi-permanent deformation? Well, that's because you keep opening, closing, over. Well, eventually you're going to get a line down your screen. Yep, that's right, a big old crease in your folding plastic. But according to what we're hearing over the folks at Motorola, they are working on this and are close to actually having it figured out. If this actually works, it's pretty cool. And let's face it, it'd be nice to see some changes in the cell phone market sometime soon, now wouldn't it? And finally, domain names. Let's face it, they're like gold nowadays. If you ain't got yours, you're going to do a lot to get it. And if you got somebody else's that somebody's looking for, you're going to make them pay for it. Though this is kind of going to a whole new level. Seems a resident in Iowa, yeah, that's over there in the U.S. of A., by the name of Sherman Hopkins, well, apparently he really wanted a domain name so bad. The domain, by the way, was doitforstate.com. And he wanted it so bad, he held the person at gunpoint saying, "You give it to me." Apparently, way back in June of 2007, Hopkins entered this person's home at gunpoint and told this other guy, you better change your domain name hosting over to me. Now, amazingly, the guy was actually trying to cooperate. He even asked for his mailing address and phone number so he could complete the domain transfer. Apparently, the one holding the gun, though, got a little bit more crazy than he already was, hit him with the gun, and then decided to tase him several times. And Sherman Hopkins, well, he's going to prison now. Oh, and just so you know, an update on doitforstate.com, that domain still doesn't point anywhere. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, please, oh gosh, please send it to us. We really could have used it today. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Of course, we have our website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to our podcast. You can check out our blog and reviews over there for you, too. Find us on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, where it's always fun to hang out. Come hang with us. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back with you for tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. I really hope there's a lot better than there was today. We'll see what we can come up with. But until then, try your best to have yourself a good old Monday. And thank you so much for listening.